back on the Mike McCarthy Show. We always take questions from the audience. This week, Mike, you bat leadoff. You have a question, obviously, for Mike.
Yeah, Coach, I was just wondering, now that the players are, have a bye week, are you going to take a bye week or at least a bye day?
Yes, our coaching staff has some time off, so I'm hoping to get a couple days at the end of the week. Thanks for asking.
All right, Kathy is next up, and Kathy, you have a question for the coach as well.
Hi, Mike. How will this bye week help the injuries sustained by T.J. Lang and Aaron Rodgers?
I think the bye week will really help our whole football team. Obviously, Aaron and T.J. had injuries in the game. I think they both have a good chance of playing against Chicago. Time will answer that question. But our football team, after playing 8 regular season games, we can definitely use the rest.
All right, and next up we have Valerie. Maybe Coach will sing you happy birthday since it's your birthday. Can I put Mike up to that? Do you sing?
Happy birthday. Go ahead, Lance, jump in.
How about that? It's a nice little message. You got a song from the coach, yeah. Very nice. And Valerie, you have a question that's very near and dear to the coach because he has a couple of daughters.
What is your favorite Frozen character?
Oh. Oh, my goodness. Olaf.
Any reason why? Can we get that in depth with this question?
Well, I mean, I got 2 young daughters. They take turns dressing up as, the other two, so I that wouldn't be fair. So Olaf was a safe bet. Yeah.
You never know what you're going to learn on the Mike McCarthy Show. Yeah. We come back to wrap up the whole thing next.
Mike McCarthy's Wardrobe, supplied by Montopoly.
Welcome back to the final segment of the Mike McCarthy Show. Each week we ask on Twitter for your favorite player or favorite play of the game. Eddie Lacy, player and 67-yard screen pass. He just looked like a man on a mission.
Oh, no doubt. I thought Eddie Lacy and Aaron Rodgers had, unbelievable performances in the game. Eddie, that's the complete player. That's the young man that's making a step from year one to year two. Just his ability to, catch the ball coming out of the backfield, the check downs, protection. It was great to get him involved in a screen game, but no one finishes runs like Eddie. So I don't know how many tackles he broke in the game, but it was a bunch.
Mike, as the head coach, you're kind of in charge of keeping things in the proper perspective over a 16-game schedule. What kind of perspective should the Packer Nation have after a game like the Saint game?
Well, number one, we're 5-3. I mean, you are what your record is. I'm extremely disappointed losing to the Saints. I thought that was clearly an opportunity for us to jump up and make a statement as a football team on a national stage against a very good football team that really needed that win. So we knew that was going to be a huge challenge going in there, and we didn't get it done. So, I mean, obviously, we're all disappointed. But the fact of the matter is we've played 8 games. We're halfway to where we need to go. Everything we want to accomplish is still in front of us. Our issues are fundamental issues. We got to do, continue as a coaching staff to put our players in position to be successful, and we will do that.
Mike, enjoy the bye week and get ready for the second half of the season. We'll see you then.
Thank you, Lance.
All right, Mike McCarthy Show for this week. We'll talk to you in another week. Thanks for watching, everybody.